Please welcome back to the People's Morning Show. We have Matt, who joined us for the People's Military Six-Pack last week from the USMC, 1st Battalion, 8th Marines. And a lot of people were hitting me up about information about the book that you helped with.
You kind of gave it to us. It's called The Triumph Program, Overcoming PTSD. And we'll talk about exactly what that means for those that are unaware. But you kind of handed it to us, and we looked at it and went, whoa, this is really impressive. So we wanted to have you back on the show to talk a little bit more about this book that you've worked on. First of all, why don't you tell everybody what it's about?
The book's about the post-traumatic stress disorder, which is right now roughly 1 in 5 service members are coming back with it. It's an invisible injury. It's just normal people in abnormal situations is roughly what it is. You're putting someone in the most stressful situation they'll ever be in their whole life. Something happens and it gets stuck in their head and they can't shake it. It's very traumatic. It comes with a lot of things. I mean, I have cases. I've been so angry. I've thrown one of my animals across the house. And I feel horrible for it, but at the time I didn't know I was doing it. Drug abuse, alcohol abuse, spousal abuse, child abuse. And a lot of things drive from this.
Yeah, and we've heard a lot about these things. And as much as you think there is help out there for everyone, not everyone is ready to get help, or do they understand that they need help? And one of the coolest things about this book that you put together with Melanie Davis is that you've made it a workbook for people to not necessarily have to go to somebody, but maybe start to work through.
The book's actually used in two parts. It could be either used by yourself, which is perfectly fine, or to be used in groups, which is, me personally, is the most beneficial, talking to other veterans that have the same problem.
I'm stunned it's 1 out of 5.
Yeah?
I really am.
It's probably more than that, but 1 out of 5 have come forward with it.
That's just unbelievable. That is so sad.
Well, here's, I think, what's also interesting is it's not just military. There are other people who suffer from this kind of post-traumatic stress disorder from other elements. So this book can help a lot of people.
Right.
Actually, the great thing is Melanie's first book, The Triumph Program, is to help people overcome the loss and grief of a family member, a loved one, a friend, anything. She lost a daughter to SIDS a while back. And she wrote the first program because of that.
I picked out one thing in the book that you had written here, Matt, that I thought was really important, because I think a lot of us do this, and maybe some of you can apply this to your lives and realize that you also suffer from some of these kind of things. It says, anger becomes a, quote, home spot that we go to when stuff gets difficult, because we use it all the time, letting small things overcome us and blowing up. Instead of exploding, try to get the anger out in healthy ways. It sounds really simple, and you go on to explain a lot more about this, and so does Melanie, but that's something I think any one of us could probably relate to, and a very important note in this book.
Do you got any more extras of that book?
I think I found
a Christmas gift for Nipsey.
I gotta be honest, guys, I took one myself. You know, he was kind enough to autograph it for me, but I actually got a copy of it myself because I think it would be helpful in my own life.
In case you're just checking in with the People's Morning Show as we gear up for Memorial Day weekend, thinking about all our vets and great folks who are serving this country, we're talking to Matt, a former Marine who had a part in writing a book about post-traumatic stress disorder, which we've been finding out is so helpful to people even outside of the military.
So can you tell us, please, how people would get a copy of this if they want one?
You can get a copy of the book. Actually, we just corrected our website, so it's on the front page. It's triumphbook.com. On the page, you'll see there's going to be Melanie's original Triumph book for overcoming grief and stress in your life. And then there's going to be also a hero's book, which is actually Melanie's a personal historian. So she lately has been going around. For the past 70 years, we've had a lot of conflicts. So she's gone with veterans, met up with them, gotten their personal stories, and has put them in a book, all the way from World War II to the present conflict.
Wow.
It's an amazing collection of stories. My story's also going to be in there. The stories basically go from a little bit of character development into who you were before you went, your enlistment, and then what happened to you and how you dealt with it. I've been homeless. I've been drug abuse, alcohol abuse. I've done it all.
You've taken a difficult situation and you've turned it into something positive and very useful and easy to use. I hate to use that term because I don't think going through some of these questions and filling out some of these answers are going to be easy when people have to identify their anger and their pain. But you have given us a very useful tool to do that. And anyone with any amount of courage that wants to get out of the place that they're in their lives, this is a good book to begin that journey.
And the great thing I found with it is you never have to talk about anything. You never have to talk to anyone. You can write it off. and say you get in a fight with your loved one, your wife, your mom, your dad, you can hand them the book, go, that's me in a nutshell. And that's why I act the way I do.
One of the best things about writing stuff down like that is you go back and look at it sometimes, and it's painfully clear what was important and what wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And what was real and what was in your head.
Once I write it, it's gone. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that stress anymore. It takes the power of my feeling away, the stress of it. I mean, it feels like I run a marathon after I do a long writing session. I'm just so drained. I'm like, oh, okay, I have to go to sleep now.
Yeah, just a simple list of things I'm grateful to have in my life and things I'm grateful not to have in my life. Now Nips is just looking.
I'm not getting this book.
Please send that book.
Now, you have. You've taken a really difficult situation and turned it into something valuable for a lot of people. That's outstanding.
My goal is to stop seeing my brothers and sisters in arms hurt themselves. That's the biggest thing, hurt themselves and their loved ones. They may not think about it, but they're doing something to themselves. Anger is bad for your body.
I know that, my friend.
It's not good for you health-wise and environmental-wise. It's bad for your families, your animals. Animals feed off of anger.
Military or not, the Triumph program, Overcoming PTSD, discover, write, and share your Triumph story. It'd be good for just about anyone.
Thank you so much, Matt, for joining us.
It's no problem at all. Anytime.
You're a hero, absolutely 100%. Purple Heart winner, for God's sakes, and you're doing something to help.
Recipient,
people.
Not recipient. Winner.
I didn't win anything.
Purple Heart winner.
Jesus, God, I tried to be sincere about it. I tried my best.
You know, he's a lucky guy. You know, the guy who got the blue heart, he came in second. He's not getting an interview.
We know you just picked the wrong word. It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2011 Purple Heart winner.
Well, there's no fourth place with the Purple Heart.
No, no.
Unbelievable.
Don't worry. Hey, my dad's a Purple Heart winner, too. It's all good.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much, Matt. Have a great holiday, okay?
No problem. You too.
Excellent. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
You know what? I tried my best.
I know. This time I came and make fun. I feel so bad for you.
I tried to be sincere. What can I do?
We know what you meant.
You know, my dad lost his life in Vietnam. I'm glad he won.
I won a medal.
Boy, if he didn't win, he might still be here.
I was really being sincere about everybody who served the country, and I really wanted to back
I know.
You
I know.
All awful.
Listen, all kidding aside, I know you weren't being disrespectful. I understand it.
We'll take care of some business. Yeah, these two will be back. I'm quitting.
I know how you feel. You know what it is? I know what happened here. I know you have this thing for medals, and as soon as you heard medal, you go, winner!
That's not true! That's not